Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Frank Galliano, G-A-L-I-A-N-O. Address is 846 H-A-R-L-A-N Avenue, Oroville, California, 95965, phone 530-531-5471, ID is XXX-XX-3450. Date of birth is 9/20/1950. This is a retired married man. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Oroville. Is addressed to 1-800-273-8255, Adventist Health, Paradise Skyway, below that just say Rural Health Clinic, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969-5624. Phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for history of falls with, quote, mini strokes, unquote. Dear Dr. Yourselves and professional, and there's a carbon copy of Dr. Peter Magnusson, M-A-G-N-U-S-S-O-N-M-D. Below that should say cardiology. Dear professional colleagues, Frank Galliano was seen today accompanied by his wife, who provided important additional history. New paragraph, the medical records and notes from Dr. Yourselves was highly appreciated. New paragraph, as you may remember, Frank had more than one episode of a fall at home. The first time, striking his head with a contusion. The second and third time, with other minor musculoskeletal injuries, where evaluation in the emergency department demonstrated some ischemic findings on CT imaging, thinking that this was a consequence of, quote, mini strokes, unquote. New paragraph, unfortunately, new paragraph, Frank has an extensive medical history of previous surgeries, including distal vascular abdominal surgery, aneurysm surgery. New paragraph, he currently has chronic back pain due to discogenic degenerative disease. New paragraph, Frank has a serious history of previously diagnosed obstructive sleep apnea, where he refused to use a CPAP mask. Some paragraph, as I'm sure you are aware, has placed him at risk for arrhythmia, stroke, and coronary syndrome. New paragraph, in consideration of these episodes where he fell suddenly without warning, reevaluation with his cardiologist, Dr. Magnusson, I believe, is indicated to exclude underlying arrhythmia. New paragraph, in consideration of his clinical history and findings, neurological diagnostic evaluation, including high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging, will be completed at Open Systems Imaging in Chico. Subparagraph, we will see if we can't get carotid vascular evaluations at the same time. New paragraph, records review and his clinical history indicates they told him that he had both abnormal findings of his esophagus and possible pulmonary nodules on his chest x-ray. Subparagraph, further evaluation of his chest, of course, would be indicated to exclude comorbid medical illness. New paragraph, today, Frank is alert, oriented, pleasant, responsive, with difficulty in recollection over the events and nature of what happened, his findings and therapy. New paragraph. We will have him complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires for a comprehensive assessment of his function. New paragraph. In reevaluation neurologically, we'll consider further evaluation for other risk factors, considering stroke and dementia and coronary risk as necessary. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.